Alright guys, welcome back to Uncanny. And right now I'm about to bust Danny's balls because not literally, like, one of Danny's biggest rules in the previous podcast, you know that Danny is the biggest, like, movie person. Like, you have to do it right. Like, you can't watch it on your phone. You can't do that. Right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna get into what I did breaking his rules after the intro.
Welcome to Uncanny.
So anyways,
wait, real last quick, before time, you start out, okay. Those of you who are watching the video version, there's this pumpkin on the table, and it was hand carved by my son and his tia, or aunt, as it were. He almost cut off his finger, but anyway.
God.
We have a pumpkin, so continue.
So anyways, I forgot what I was... Oh, anyways, last podcast we didn't get to talk about Halloween because I never watched it.
Yes.
And this today,
you saw it already?
Today, I still hadn't watched it. I was like, damn, I can't go on this podcast without seeing it. So I watched it on my phone.
Oh my god, bro.
God, yeah, I was like, ah, dude, I just really want to talk about it.
That's the worst you could have done.
Nah, but to me, that doesn't matter to me, but I knew it was going to...
Nah, you need the loud...
I wanted to watch it yesterday with Andres and Jacob, but no, we watched another movie. They despise the Halloween franchise. Like, they don't like it.
Have they seen any of them?
Andres says he tries to watch some, but...
I don't accept their opinion.
But he hasn't watched the first one, I think. The first from 2018, which is the second one, I mean. Right.
The one from 2018?
The one that came out in 2018.
Oh, the
Halloween,
first one. Halloween.
That one's the second one.
No, that's...
Because in reality, the first one is the one that was in the Great Depression. The one with Laurie.
Yeah, that's technically the sequel, I would say. It was just called Halloween.
I'm really not a fan of the name of this one. Halloween Kills. It doesn't make sense to me. But it was a good movie. I actually liked it.
Oh, the whole point is because when the Halloween during the movie, people die.
So interesting. Y'all could have been called that.
Halloween still kills.
Halloween kills twice.
What am I continuing to do?
Your one reference.
So you saw it?
Yeah.
On your phone?
Yeah.
See, I saw it at my house because I didn't... There were no good seats and
I didn't
want to
wait. And but me, I don't have a TV. Dad uses mine for his work company or whatever. So I don't have a TV. And regardless, even with that TV, I'd rather just watch it on my phone because that TV's from freaking old. And so anyways, I watched it on my phone. And dude, I liked it. It was really good. It was really good. There was one thing I didn't like.
Okay.
One thing. I thought it was really good.
These are spoilers for Halloween. If you haven't seen Halloween, sorry for you. You should have seen it by now. Okay, go.
I thought the only thing I really didn't like is how easily that killed that one of that main character, the mom, he just killed her at the end.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah, I thought that was crazy. I know a lot of horror movies are known to just kill off main characters surprisingly like that. Like, Saw does that a lot, but like I don't think it fits Halloween to just kill off a main character that easy.
But that's the whole point, is to fight
throw you
the
off.
Expected and...
Right.
I mean, I really didn't care about her. Matter of fact, she annoyed me. I wanted her to die off eventually.
Yeah, but the daughter annoyed me more, bro. I freaking hate the daughter.
No,
she's an idiot.
Why?
Dude, like, the mom was right in that situation. Like, he survived the fire. What the freaking dude? Bullied with rocks? Like,
what are you talking about?
Like, they watched the daughter, instead of staying with the grandma who's Laurie Strode, instead of staying with her in the hospital, making sure she was okay, she's like, nah, I want to go fight Michael Myers. Like, what the freak are you going to do?
Who is she, bro?
You survived the fire,
Michael
bro.
Michael Myers is picking
Satan.
People up and squeezing them
like,
hands with his hands. What is
like,
she going to do?
What is she exactly,
like,
bro?
Him?
Like, I don't know.
What hope does she have?
Yeah,
I'm
really,
sorry, I'm
bro.
Not sexist. I'm just a realist.
I'm not sexist. That was a joke. What were you talking about? She's an idiot. I hated her more than the mom.
So what hope does she have?
Against this
yes,
psychopath. With
the shape. She has no chance.
No chance.
What is she going to do? Hit him with the car? Even then?
They didn't even do that. They didn't think of that. Like at the end, bro. I thought it was really good when they killed him at the end. And then Laurie here talking, no, he's never gonna die. Like, he's
the demonic. The more he kills, the more he transcends.
Yeah, bro. I thought it was crazy how he just, like, stood at the... Because in the beginning, it shows how they arrested him from the first movie. the Great Depression, 1980s or whatever the freak. It shows how they arrested him. And then this time it shows all the firemen. He comes outside and he's like, he kills everyone, bro.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
First,
yeah.
All those firemen are idiots. Like,
I know, dude. Like, this is Michael Myers. I'm sure they know who he is.
No, they weren't aware that Michael Myers was in there. They just thought it was a burning house. I think so, because...
Okay, but still, they see him at the door.
Yeah, they don't know
who...
Yeah.
They have no clue who he is.
Some guys pick up a stick, like...
Like, what? I would have ran away.
I would have raved the freaking
white... I fight
white.
Fires, not demons, man. Yeah. I'm out of here, bro.
I know. They freaking woke up in the morning, slow, rode down that pole, only to just freaking die like idiots.
Pole, I know you see me.
Who the freak's that? I'm assuming that's Drake.
I wanna kill you. I don't know what I was trying to do.
I forgot what we were talking about. But anyway, I think it was
that
sick.
He comes out and kills all the really firemen and stuff.
Like, I watched this YouTube channel who does kill counts of movies, and that movie's gonna have a lot of. He killed a lot of people in that movie.
Dude.
A lot.
He always kills a lot of people. Oh, the way he killed the dudes in their house? That
in his house?
In his own house?
That one was my favorite kill.
Dude. Awesome. I can't believe that the sheriff survived.
The one that got stabbed right here?
Yeah. No, it wasn't his throat.
No, or throat, whatever the freak, yeah.
Or somewhere.
And yeah, dude. That was crazy. But those shots that they reshot with Dr. Loomis, that was a different guy, right, from now. Those weren't shot a long time ago, right?
Those were not, but yes, they were shot a long time ago.
Some of them.
That scene when Dr. Loomis is at the bottom of the stairs, that one, where he's like, I don't know what he's saying. That one, that's the scene you're talking about? Yeah, that scene was actually originally, God, it was originally planned to be on the original Halloween 2018.
Oh, and they didn't.
And they didn't use it, and they used it for this. For this time.
That's sick.
But yeah.
I bet I thought.
So that's what happened.
I like, so there's gonna be a sequel, right? Or a trequel.
Yeah, it's called Halloween Ends.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
they announced
know.
It. That we already. We, so
which
we
it's really
know,
not gonna end.
It's really not gonna end. In 5 years, Halloween's back again.
Halloween's gonna
dude.
End this time.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Dude. Halloween's back.
And I don't mind. Now I'll watch
time.
It.
Halloween after next. like Friday.
Next Halloween.
Halloween. Next Halloween. Halloween after next. Last Halloween. Forget it.
Actually, yeah.
So you saw it on your phone. That's pretty.
Yeah, I saw it on my phone. While eating pizza. I was eating Domino's pizza. Which, we were talking about pizza, and there is a lot of people that I know who like Little Caesar's pizza more than.
Does that like other. How it tastes?
I think it's cancer, bro. I think it's the worst pizza, bro. I'd rather eat cafeteria pizza. Actually,
that
pizza smacks.
Fire, bro.
Oh, that, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Right. Okay.
Have you never had pizza from high school and all that?
Yeah, bro.
Ooh,
it was
the
best.
Square
bro.
Pizza that had little
sausages.
Little sausage bits
so,
on it.
And
no, not sausage. It was like pepperoni bits. It wasn't like whole pepperonis.
Oh no, I didn't get those.
But they were like.
I had those, bits. And they had like sausages on them. Which funny story? I don't like sausages anymore, because I had.
Anymore.
I had this dream that there was this girl. I know who her name is. I just don't want to say it. And I didn't like her or anything, but in the dream she was there. And for whatever reason, we were eating pizza. Like, she was in band, right? So we were in this band thing
this
in my dream.
Dream
in our
way.
Dream, yes.
Okay.
We were in like a band thing, and we all were eating pizza, and she kissed me. And she had sausage in her mouth, and she passed it to my mouth. And ever since that, when I woke up, never
wait,
eating
wait,
sausage
so
again,
this
bro.
This happened in your dreams.
Yes.
Not even in real life.
Not even in real life. But
and
it was
you
disgusting,
can taste.
Bro. Right?
You can taste
dude,
it?
Almost. Like, I was able to taste it in the dream. Like, gosh.
What if you, like, burped in real life and...
I choked in dreams. I've almost died in dreams. Not even kidding.
Like in The Matrix?
No. That's crazy, right? I've almost died in dreams twice. Like in real life, I could have died.
Yeah, because that means you're probably like actually suffocating.
Yeah, and
something.
The first time was when Scream 4 came out. When we watched it, that movie wasn't that scary to me, but I had a dream.
That was my least favorite of the three.
Yeah, me too. I had a dream, and nothing to do with
of
Scream.
The four, I mean.
It had nothing to do with Scream. It just happened to be when we watched Scream 4. I had a dream that when I was young, it was really cool to wear skinny jeans. So I had a dream I was just wearing skinny jeans, and I was buying them at a store, and I was looking in the mirror to see how they look. And out of nowhere, in this weird dream, I hear like a voice in my ear, like breathe, and I woke up choking from that. I don't know how I woke up choking.
And you were choking.
I was choking, and I was when
what
we
do you mean
in
you
Juarez.
Were choking? Like you're like
yeah, literally like like weird, like it was weird.
Or you were like choking on spit or something.
No, I was like, I was really making that noise, like, and I couldn't breathe. And then I was like, oh, I can breathe. Like, and it was when we was in Juarez. I don't know how Ruby, Dad, I don't know how no one heard me, but I choked like right there.
I was like, I mean, how are we supposed to hear you?
I was loud, bro. I was like, like freaking turkey, bro. Like, it was loud. And I don't remember, it happened to me again, like 4 years ago, but I don't remember how. Like, I don't remember what the dream was, but it happened again. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That makes you think, like, about the Matrix.
No, not at all. I did not think of the Matrix.
So, anyway, what'd you think of Halloween? Do you think it was good?
Yeah, it was good. I think it was better than the other one, the 2018 one, and I still like that one.
Yeah, I think it was really good.
The only thing I didn't like is that it showed his face. I think it's more, I think it's better to know that we don't know how he looks.
No, but it showed it since the first movie.
Yeah, but it was in the dark and you really couldn't see him.
No, since 2018, it showed his face in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, he's an old guy with his messed up eye.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that.
And I think it takes away from the mystery of it.
Because you feel like that mask is his face.
Right, right. But here's the thing, though. It makes it more scary that when he's not wearing it, how much he needs to have it on.
To be scary, yeah.
To be at his full power. Like, have you noticed when he didn't have his mask on, he was like, where he picks it up and it's like...
Yeah, it's a part of him, yeah.
He becomes like...
Like how they say when he kills that chick, you know how he killed his sister in the room and then he looks in the mirror, yeah, in the window and he sees a reflection. Like he feeds off his own like reflection, his power. He's like,
yeah, like he was the whole time he was looking at the reflection of himself.
Yeah,
that's crazy, dude. So and in his way, in the way he gave himself power.
Yeah, so you can never die in reality.
Well, that's the idea. Is he can't die.
It really pissed me off, bro. Like once.
Now they do stupid things. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Stabbed
him. What's that like, mom that died
like,
at the end?
Like the part where they hold up. The part where they get they're driving by the park and the kids are swinging. Why does a driver get off?
I know. I was like,
and everyone is screwed because that, there's no left, one in the driver's
when,
seat.
Not only that, when they left, nah, let's just leave the driver vacant and no one go there. We're just staying in our seats like yeah, kids. I would have at least jumped to that seat, bro. None of them. And by the way, I really hated this character, but she happened to be black. I'm not being racist, but I think it was really stupid how she died. Like, she was shooting, she ran away with the revolver out the car.
I know who you're
and then she's like shooting. Hey, first off, she's in the car, she can't see if she's just shooting the car.
First of all, you know you have a gun, right?
So
you know there's a limited amount of bullets in this thing, and you're just gonna waste them when you're 58 feet away, like if you're some kind of marksman.
I mean,
he's completely missing, bro.
He's bound to come out, so why not just wait for him to come on and shoot him in the face? But yeah. No, she shoots, and then she gets super close to the door for some reason. What the freak, bro?
Yeah, like, bro, when Sam saw like, that, she went, damn, she was like,
bro,
damn,
that's man, like some
idiot.
Yeah, stupid.
Dude, it was crazy. She's like, and then I don't know how he kicks at the... It's because how does that work? Because he kicks, so then how does she squeeze the trigger?
No, it's just a movie, bro. Like, she shouldn't have done that. Like, it was that's no way she
unless
did that.
Unless her hand, like, unless he completely broke her wrist.
Oh, yeah, right. And it
damn,
just, like,
that doesn't sound like something he would do, bro.
Dude, he's, like, super... It's so cool how he leaves his kills, like, freaking on the roundabout. Like,
oh, yeah, just, like, on the merry-go-round?
Yeah, merry-go-round. What did I say? Roundabout?
No, they're both
It is called the merry-go-round, yeah.
No, merry-go-round is the one with the horses, bro. The one with the holes.
But that's the same. It's the same thing.
Hey, hey, what do you call that thing where the kids play on the and they spin on the
circle?
You know
it's a merry-go-round.
It's a merry-go-round.
Isn't a merry-go-round the one with the horses though? A carousel. That's a carousel.
Oh, the horse is the one like having Peter Piper.
A merry-go-round.
No, that's not a carousel. The merry-go-round is where the kids. I know for a fact because we did this in science class.
So okay.
That's what they call it. That's what you call that.
His source is tight, guys.
No, I remember. Trust.
Miss Cramtree has it in control.
What'd you say? Miss who?
Was that her name?
Say it or say
Miss Cramtree?
No, it wasn't. His name was Mr. Chase, but it's true that you said that because that's a really weird name.
That's and not our, even close.
And band, our flag teacher was named Mr. Crabtree. And I was like,
that's what I said? Mr. Crabtree?
Crab or crap?
Crab. Well, literally the sound.
But that's weird. That's a weird name.
I got that from Little Rascals or somewhere. Mrs. Cramtree. Or I don't know where I got
Cramtree.
From.
Yeah, that's weird. His name's Mr. Crabtree.
Got man, him. That's a sucky name. Crabtree.
Crabtree. Yeah.
Damn.
Literally spelled like that.
That's literally spelled like that.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Halloween.
Halloween. No, we were talking about his face. Anyways, that chick is... A lot of people were idiots. Like, and that chick, the daughter that I hate, that she thinks she's strong, like, but she's an idiot. She's like, all right, guys, as long as we stay together, we'll be fine. And then her and the boyfriend separate in the house. They don't go right next to each other.
Oh, yeah. The fact that they separated was really dumb.
Even, like, the fact that they think they have a chance, even if there was five guys there together, he killed a whole fireman, bro. Like, what
does
he
think? They don't know that, though.
Right, I don't, like...
But they should know they're no match. Like, I mean, she did have a shotgun, though. And that is going to stop Michael, at least for a couple of minutes, bro.
Yeah, but...
If you blow his head...
From a long range, it's not worth going into a house. What happens if you cut his head off? No one knows, because they're idiots. Now, let's just leave his head on conveniently so he can just get up and kill us all. Like, I hate it, bro. Why don't they just cut his head off, bro? Like, when she was about to kill the daughter when her leg was broken, the daughter. Remember when she fell down the stairs and her leg was broken? He was about to kill her, and then the mom comes and stabs him with, like, a fork. Big, huge fork.
Knife. Oh, yes.
And then she... Ah, stab you. Let me throw the thing on the floor. And then she kicks it like, why not just cut off his head a little bit? Like,
it's a pitchfork.
Like, find a way. It doesn't have sharp edges, bro.
That's just pointed at the end. Like, it's a circular...
Regardless. Okay, even at the end, when she finally kills him, when he's like, he's outside and all of them gathered up.
Dude, that part was crazy, sick.
That part was sick. And they all beat him. And then she stabs him at the end.
Dude, I really thought... He was done for, bro. Like, to some degree, I thought either he was gonna get arrested, captured, and he would escape the van, but I did not think he was gonna get up and kill everyone.
Lori talking again. He showed her talking in the background. Like,
yeah, that's at that point. As soon as I heard her talking, I was like, oh, he's gonna kill everyone.
And one of the guys, the main guy, Tommy.
Oh yeah, the guy with the recoil that was chasing the wrong
spetty. Yeah, I like that. Actually, that was my favorite kill. The way he killed himself. I think it's crazy how they show like how he splattered and all that. Like it showed him.
That was your favorite kill when he killed himself?
Well, not the fact that he killed himself, but the way he looked on the ground. I'm not a psychopath, bro. Like,
that's much better.
I just thought it looked really good.
No, I didn't like that he killed himself. I just liked his brains on the sidewalk.
It was on the grass. I'm just kidding. No, it was concrete. It was on the sidewalk.
That's crazy. But he killed himself because of fear of the mob. They're not listening to him.
But that guy, that main guy, Tommy McCoy, whatever the freak his name is, that guy, the whole movie, he looks so familiar. And I was like, where is he from? And at the end, I realized that he's in Cobra Kai. And he plays, you know how the main bad dude, what's his name? The sensei, the mad bad sensei, what's his name?
John Kreese.
You know how it showed flashbacks of why he became the way he did? Because his sergeant master told him, no mercy, you gotta...
He's the military guy. Yeah. I've seen him before, too. It's not like, oh, it's the same guy. Like, I know I've seen that guy multiple times.
I've only seen him once, and that's the only time
I've seen him several times.
That's why it bothered me so much.
So, speaking of guns on set, and you can interrupt me right now if you want, but... Did you hear about what happened with... okay, so here's what's weird. This night, and I don't know, I think it was Thursday or Wednesday night or something like that. Mm. Or maybe Tuesday night, I don't know. I was thinking about, like, when there's people... Well, there's guns on set. The movie's about guns.
Oh, right.
Imagine, like, one of those prop guns, like, was real. Like, was real, because they're not real guns. They're prop guns. And I always wondered, like, what happens if one of these days they use a real gun? And what do you think, bro? The next day, I was having lunch with my team, and they tell me, hey, did you see the news? Like, this guy, Alec Baldwin, was on set of a movie or something, and someone, I don't know if they replaced his prop gun or I don't know what happened, but he used it on set and killed somebody, killed one of the writers. And it was on set, and it was supposed to be a prop gun. And it killed someone.
Who's Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin is a guy from Cat in the Hat.
No, he killed someone?
Yeah, and he sent out his condolences and everything.
But what do you do, like, they're acting here? Yo.
It's like, yo, these special effects is the bomb! And she's
like, wake up, man. Like, wake up.
She's like bleeding to death.
All right, wake up. Right, he said cut.
All right, man.
Cut. Guys.
All right, cut.
God, that's crazy.
But yeah, my respects.
Did they finish the movie at least?
I don't know. But I did.
What movie
read
was it?
It's called...
Oh, it was a show, right?
No, it was a movie called... Rust.
Oh, Rust.
It's called Rust. But yeah, this is a...
Wow, that is crazy. Oh, I was going to
show it to you, did
they get to see?
Helena Hutchins died on Thursday after actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on the New Mexico film set for the movie Rust. According to court documents, the film's assistant director handed Baldwin a prop gun and stated it was safe to use, unaware of the fact that it contained live ammunition. But why would a prop gun ever even be capable of carrying live ammunition? Shouldn't you be using just
something that doesn't have... So it's not a prop gun.
It doesn't open.
So then it's not even a prop gun.
It's not even a prop gun. It's a real gun.
Yeah, exactly, bro. But what if it was an inside job that Alec Baldwin meant to kill him and he just used that as an excuse to kill her?
Nah, because I'm sure, like, if anything, it'd probably set up from someone else. That, like, the one that gave it to him. Or I really don't know how that's even possible. How is... I thought they're real. They're not real guns. So they're real guns that aren't loaded? Is that what a prop gun is? Is a gun that is not loaded? So I guess I have a prop gun in my glove compartment then until I snap in the clip and then it's a real gun.
No, it's still a prop gun, according to them.
Oh, yeah. According to them. So it's safe to use.
God.
But yeah, dude. I was thinking about that.
Man,
and I was
I think
like,
that's the worst way to go, man. No, that's not the worst, but like... The weirdest... No.
But it wasn't one of the actresses that died. It was like... Cole Ryder, chick Kalina or whatever was like an art director or something.
Which no, we're not saying...
Director of photography.
Yeah, there you go. That's what she was.
It's not like she's less valuable, though. I mean, she's still a person.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying she... I mean, she is less valuable compared to the actresses. I mean, they're not the same, but...
Right.
On the pay scale, but as a person... Yes, like... I see what you're saying.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
But
either way, I saw it and I was like, damn,
wow.
What?
And you were thinking of that.
And I was thinking of that the night
before.
Dude,
that happens to me
and
a lot,
like,
bro.
What the heck?
That happens to me and Jacob a lot. And Andres, we always think of something and then we see a meme on it. And we haven't seen that meme in 4 years, anything about that topic, but we see a meme on it like the next day. It's crazy.
What movie did you guys watch when you went over to their house?
Yesterday we watched...
You guys went again?
I went yesterday. And then instead of watching a scary movie, well, like we always do, we just watched Now You See Me Too, which those are my favorite movies.
Dude, not both movies are really good.
Because it was either that or Get Out. And I'm sure Get Out's a good movie, but
it's
I didn't want to watch it.
It's good, but not to watch it again. No.
I didn't want
to
watch it. Because I hate watching new stuff, so I was like, nah, let's just watch
it. Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh, dude. You haven't seen Get Out.
With Tucker?
With Taka? Yeah, bro. You haven't... Dude, it's really good.
Yeah, and I'm sure it is.
You
I
know,
just hate
watching my English teacher in college made us watch the movie. Like, we watched it as a class. We watched the whole movie. And that's when I saw it.
And
I was
it more
like,
of a horror movie?
Yes. And you know, directed by Jordan Peele, like the guys from Key and Peele.
It's like is it the type of movie... Have you seen
Don't
Breathe?
It's unique in its own, bro. It's crazy. It's
but is
so
it like
crazy.
A killer or is it demonic wise, supernatural type?
No, it's nothing with supernatural. It's
so it's more
extreme scientific analysis slash you're crazy. You're Dr. Frankenstein trying to think you can do things scientifically when you're really
okay, that doesn't help
it's
at all.
It's crazy,
yeah.
Bro. You need to watch it.
I don't know. I'll probably never
it's
watch
really
it.
Good.
But
no,
I will.
You need to watch it.
No.
Yes.
I think I have the same English teacher.
Huh?
What?
I have the same English teacher.
Who was her name?
At community college.
Yes. Did she have red hair?
Yeah.
And like...
Yeah.
What?
She was very short and like...
Yeah, like... At times...
God, Matthew's in the bathroom.
Take a dookie. Yeah, that's... You see, that's... Stuff like that, bro. How do you guys have the same teacher?
Dude, that's crazy. Dude, she loved my... when we were... Because she was an English teacher. And then she's that teacher. I don't know if I told you about her, but I had written a research paper for her and she's like... This is one of the best papers I've ever seen. Like, you're really good at writing. You should pursue it. Like,
Brother
there's
Daddy.
Nothing in writing. That's why you...
Yeah. I'm a rapper.
I'm a rapper, miss.
I'm not a rapper. Like,
know,
that do, Super
I'm not a rapper. What's his name?
Super Hot Fire.
Super Hot Fire. All right.
So anyways. Yeah, do it. Well, I was gonna say, dude, all of my English teachers were good at it. It's weird that I loved all of them except one, and it was because she was more like Sonia, and she was really scary. Her name was Miss Garcia.
Who are you talking about?
It's just this English teacher I had in sixth grade, and I deserved it. But one time, I forged dad's signatures because we were reviewing grades, and I had like a 60 in the class, like a 60. And they had us go home and had her dad sign it that let him know that we did get a bad grade. Right. Matthew, what's up, Kenny? Matthew in the background over there.
Okay, no, continue.
And yeah, I forged that signatures because I didn't want him to see it, because he would get really mad at me and strict if I ever, you know, forged that signature. So the teacher knew that I forged that signature, and he had me call dad that I forged a signature.
She called dad that your signature was forged.
Right.
And what did dad do?
He got mad at me. He spanked me, I remember.
No way.
Yeah, it was sixth grade, though, so I deserved it, but that teacher's a jerk, bro.
Because okay, I would never do something that stupid.
And it looks really good, but the reason why she know I forged it was because Brianda, she has her first class. She has her first, and I have
she
it.
Was like...
No. She, Miss Garcia knows we're related. She was like, oh, hey, Brianda. Oh, did Isaiah also get it signed? And she was like, no, he didn't get it signed. And I was like, I didn't know that, right? So I went to the class, and I saw her here. And then she's like, no. This isn't, you did this yourself. Your sister told me you didn't sign it. And I was like,
yes, you did.
No, but once she said that, I was done, bro. I can't lie that much, bro.
If you're already getting spanked, you need to lie until.
No, it's really hard for me. She would see right through me. I was like, and she made me call.
You're a little middle schooler at this point.
Yeah, so. She was the type of teacher, like, you call your dad and tell him what you did.
I'm not going to do any such thing.
No, but I did it. I was like, dad. That's the worst, bro. Calling, hello, dad, and then it's like, I forged your signature. But I don't think he understood me, because like, all right, we'll talk about it when we get home. Like, that's all he said, and we just went home. And then I think he forgot or something, and I was on my bed, and I was sad. Like, I was like really already ready to get
before he hit you.
Yeah, and he was like, what happened? I think he forgot, bro. And I was like. But I didn't know, oh, that I forged your signature, and I reminded him, I guess. It was like, and then that's when he spanked me. So I don't know if he just didn't understand.
So how does that work? Like,
I
don't know. Like, all right, yeah, you.
I was like right on the bed, so he said,
transitioned
right there,
just
right
like
there.
That.
Right there. Because that's when I told him, I was on the bed laying down, and that's when it happened. And I think that's when he grounded me, and I think that same night he spanked me again because. Because I was grounded, yeah, I was not allowed to watch TV, and you were living there.
And everything
I think you were living there at the time, because I was in trouble, and you were watching TV on the bottom bunk, like late night, like it was like 10.
Oh,
like, we were supposed to be asleep. Yeah. No, it was when we were living in...
What bunk?
We still had bunk beds during that time, for a while, a little bit. Where we lived in the east side.
The east side, right. Yes.
So, you were watching TV and I wasn't allowed, and dad came in and he saw me watching it, and you said, oh, I didn't know he was watching it, and he got mad and he spanked me again. but you knew I was watching it.
Were you next to me or what?
No, I was in the top bunk and you're on the bottom bunk watching it.
Oh, like I thought you were.
And then
like,
I think you told me, it's okay, just watch it. I was like, okay. I got spanked.
And then you said,
nah, I didn't know he was watching it. I was like, bastard.
And he's like, so what do you mean to say? Yeah, me and Isaiah.
No, yeah, I would do the same
conspired
thing.
Conspired against you to say that you. Like, no, I'm like, I don't know. You have to get yourself at that point.
Yeah,
man,
I was like, I don't say, oh, yeah, he spanked me again.
So he got you while I was there and spanked you while I was there?
I'm pretty sure. If not, he'd get really mad at me. But I'm pretty sure he spanked me.
Dude,
sometimes the spanks didn't even hurt, bro. It's just his presence that scared the ball out of me, bro.
Nah, not me. He would get mad, because I was at the point, because he used to hit me all the time, and I was at the point where, like, I just didn't even care about the pain anymore. I think that's why now I'm a masochist, you know, because, like, I like pain to a certain degree.
I love pain, too.
To a certain degree.
Like, my right knuckle is deformed.
Yeah, mine, too. My left knuckle. I was playing basketball in middle school. I don't know if you guys can see it, but if you notice, my knuckles here, I don't know if you guys can see, my knuckles here are like, you know, big, small, and then this one you see there's dip here. And the reason The reason for that, I was playing basketball. I'm not tooting my own horn. I played a lot of basketball in high school.
Right.
And I was on the playground and they could never take the ball away from me, dude. That was my pride and joy. Right. Maybe I airballed every once in a while. Nah, that wasn't that bad.
But in terms of handles...
At times, the handles, they couldn't take it from me, bro. So one time, I was like, hey, yeah, that was so... And then, they were getting mad. So I know they were getting mad, bro, because there's no way how they broke my finger. There's no way it was an accident. And I was dribbling once, and then this one kid kicked me. And I was like, oh, you know, man, but I'm a masochist, you know? So I'm like, nah, oh, it's good. I'm going to keep playing. And I still kept playing with it, bro. And I was like, oh, and then I was like freaking making. And then like towards the end, I'm like, oh, actually it does hurt a lot. And I went to the nurse and she's like, you know what? I think your finger's broken.
God,
bro. Mom takes me to the doctor that same day. And they told me, you know what? Yeah, your finger it broke like this. And we need to move it back and put a screw.
So you have a screw right now?
Wait. We need to move it back and put a screw. And mom's like, okay, Danny, do you want surgery? And she said, or you can let it heal like this, but your knuckle will be lower because it healed like this rather than being stretched out where it should be.
And that's what you did.
And I was like, I don't give a damn. But you're not going to put a screw in me, bro. I'd rather look like this before you put a screw in me, bro.
God, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to be one of those guys like passing through the airport. But sir, what do you have? Nothing. Go again. Oh, it's because you know what? I have a screw. Nah, man. Let me see.
Yo, because you know Brianna
put on
has one.
And shove it up my ass. You know, like.
Yo, Brianna has one in her arm.
Oh, a screw? Does she really?
Because she broke her arm and she's broke this arm. She's actually broke the same arm twice.
She's broken all her limbs?
Yeah, she's like this. Yeah, no. But yeah, she has one. I think she still has it.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I was going to say, but your knuckle is sped because.
Well, because it healed like that.
Because you got hurt, but that was not your own doing.
Like, no, so it wasn't my own doing. Some freaking dude kicked me.
My knuckle is deformed because I would punch stuff all the time.
But you're not supposed to punch like this, bro.
Huh? No, I...
So how's your thumb deformed?
No, did I say thumb?
Yes.
I meant my pinky.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if you can see right here. Like, it's more folded. Like, these are more folded than this one. You see it on the pinky? Like, this are more folded right here. Like, it's more slanted. Than this one. This one's normal. Like, but this one, I can feel like bunched up skin together. My knuckles all the way back here. Okay. That's weird. No, I hate it.
So you're punching with your pinky?
No, I think my pinky.
Yeah, that's the wrong way right there. If that's how you're punching, like this.
Because it's not like, all right, I'm going to break this table perfect. So, no, I'm mad, bro. Like, I'm just punching a table, bro. Like, I don't think
about technique. So that has a tendency to rage at Fortnite?
No, not anymore, bro. And it was not because I suck.
I used to love just watching you play just to see how you would
rage. I used to hit myself.
He used to hit himself, bro. He'd be like.
No, and it feels good, bro. It felt good.
It does feel good.
It does, bro.
Dude, you know what I was playing before we move on? You know what I was playing? That I just rebought recently, and it's making me rage, dude.
God.
And it's a game that I never thought I would rage, but it makes me rage because of how BS it is, dude. Can you guess?
Is it like a
Switch? It's a Switch exclusive.
Oh, new Super Mario.
You're close, but no.
Mario Kart.
Yes. Dude. Imagine, bro, every time you start the race, within 5 seconds, you've gotten hit with 18 red turtle shells, 14 green shells, and a ghost took your money, and when you get the box, ding, red mushroom. And you're in 12th place, all within the first 10 seconds.
And right when you use the mushroom, you get lightning.
Yeah, like, bro, like, all right, at least I'm about to use it, and I'm about to push it, and you lose it. You can't even use it, man. Bro, like, it makes me rage, because... Dude, I literally, like, I'll be getting... Everyone's getting all these powers. I get in a coin. Ding. Hey, man. Okay, let me ask you this. I didn't know this. But apparently, you can have a max of 10 coins.
I don't know
during the game. The coins make you go faster. So if you have less coins, your motor, your engine's going slow.
That's stupid, bro.
So when you get hit, you lose coins. So if you keep getting hit, you keep losing all the coins, and you're at zero. And someone with 6 coins,
that's imbalanced. I feel like
it's so imbalanced.
I feel like whoever's first place.
I don't know
place,
who implemented that. That's so
like
stupid, bro.
Whoever's first place should be the slowest.
And here's the thing: the person in first place gets coins.
Oh, right, instead of power-ups.
Yeah,
oh,
but
yeah.
It's fine because they get hit and they have a coin, so now they have speed again. Like, it's dumb, dude. I think it's so unbalanced. Wow. It makes me rage, dude. Sam, like, has to leave the room. Like, I am, like, really...
Yeah, I used to rage
I haven't raged in a long time.
Yeah, me either. I call it rage a lot.
And I'm like, ah, man. Like,
the reason now I rage, though, is not because I suck or anything. I always rage because the internet's freaking from Telcel Juarez, bro. Like, it's the worst... Internet, not anymore, but back then, like, if someone was watching YouTube, I would be like,
freaking cable más.
We had that, what is, I remember though.
No, we didn't even have internet.
No, we had cable más.
We didn't have internet, bro. We were stealing our neighbors.
That was cable.
We didn't have cable internet, we didn't have a damn thing. We had pirated DVDs.
That was gold, bro. That was like Netflix, bro.
Trust me, we had basic antenna reception. We did not have cable. I don't know
we
what.
We did have cable, bro. So how the freak did we watch Disney Channel and all that? And
because that would come out on the Mexican channels. Like the antenna channels, and it'll come out in Spanish.
I swear we. Because I remember seeing Cable Más, bro. That's how I know that.
If you would have they announced it on the commercials and stuff.
No, it would be there in stock. Like it would, like when you would.
Oh, maybe we did, but I really don't think so.
I really think so.
But.
And that's crazy that we live there, bro. That place was really small. Now that I think
yeah, that was a really small place, dude.
It was way smaller than this place, and there was 8 of us. Like,
was it smaller than this place?
Yeah, it was way smaller, bro.
Oh yeah.
Some of us had to sleep in the living room. There was dude, three beds in one room.
Where would we sleep? I know all the guys would sleep in that room, right?
In the one room. There was two bunk beds. No, we would have to rotate because it was unfair.
No, Brenda never slept in her room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dad did not want her in her room.
All right. Oh, yeah. She would always sleep in the stove when she hated it.
Oh, is that where she slept?
Yeah, but the guys, I know sometimes we would rotate. I remember rotating for sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who slept where regarding the guys, but I know Brenda slept. It's not with us.
There were times where the girls would visit too, so forget it, bro. Some of us would be on the floor. Some of us would be outside. I'm just kidding. No, actually, but I enjoyed it because there's a lot of... It's nice having a freaking extra right next to where you live. We can buy chips every day for 5 cents, bro.
For 5 cents and for a nickel, goddamn. For a goddamn.
Yeah, that's the only reason I like living there, just because of that place.
Then again, I never got any money, so to me it was the same. I never got money. We didn't have income or anything.
Yeah, but they would like give us here, because it's six pesos for chips, bro.
Dad didn't give me a damn thing. He was giving you money under the table, goddamn.
He would only just give us stuff just to
go buy
chips.
He never gave me money, dude.
That's weird.
Never.
That's really weird. He wouldn't give us money to, like, it would have been, we would have to go get this money. You can only spend it on chips over there. That's all. Like, he wouldn't give us
like here's money to go buy chips.
Right.
Yeah, no, not me.
God.
Okay. Not that I remember, bro. Maybe there's one or two times that he'll say, like, no, remember that one time? Okay, that one time. But he did not give me money all the time, man.
Yeah.
But yeah,
what were we talking about that we got to living in Juarez?
I don't know. We were talking about cable, internet.
Oh, cable más. Oh, my internet. So my internet was bad, and that's the only reason I would rage. And there were times where
the girls would watch
me rage, and they would get scared, and they would leave the room too. Because I would punch, I'd throw my mouse, I'd freaking...
But they'd get scared, I'd be laughing in the background.
They'd be scared, bro. They'd be scared. Like,
I still have the recording when you're at Sonia's and you're like,
man. Yeah, that was your recording, bro.
Yes, I still have it, bro. God.
And it was because I was what? Freaking lagging, bro. But it wasn't the internet, it was because of the laptop.
Let me see if I can find it for our viewers.
Yeah, embarrass me. No, but it's a good thing. I don't do that anymore.
Well, no, it's because honestly, bro, like I don't the games just aren't that good anymore where I care at this point.
No, it's just my internet's good, bro. I'm telling you, that's now I have a PC where it's at 250 frames all the time.
Well, you have.
But now I never rage. So I know my hair's up, but the hair's annoying me in my eyes, so I have to put it up.
Let's see if the camera can see it.
Yeah, that's me right there.
I'm a boss. Why is it? Why is it freezing?
Dude, that was funny.
Are you kidding me? Oh my god, dude.
This one was barely going through puberty.
We're like all making fun of you, dude, in the background, bro. My dude, you had issues, bro.
Rightfully.
But you know what? I think you got it from me, bro.
I really got it from suck internet. That's all it was, because I don't rage anymore, bro.
No, but you guys used to see me rage, dude.
Yeah, because there were times.
I mean,
where,
not that bad.
Because even we would get scared. Because there were some times where you would throw the control too. It's like, God, and you guys were like, all right, Daddy. Isaac gets mad, bro. He's like, all right, man, it's just a game. Like, he gets, like, I get mad, but in reality, like, that's funny. Like, but Isaac's like, God, it's just a game, man. Like, he'll get mad if we're on the party and I'm raging. He was like, all right,
oh,
stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He gets, well, then, I don't rage over the party.
And then he'll mute me. Yo, I always mute him, too. We mute each other all the time.
I don't like to mute when I'm raging. I don't like to rage in the party. Like, if I'm alone, I'm going to rage, bro. But, like, if we're in a party, I mean, I used to a long time ago, but I don't like, if you guys are there, unless it's me, you, and Isaac, then I'll be like, oh, this is bull. Yeah. But no, if like there's anyone else there, I don't like to.
Now, me, it's like little small rages, but it's like, all right, I muted Isaiah. And I was like, ah. But now it's more of a like, I'll be playing Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, I'll be talking like, hey, Isaac, guys, I asked you something. Oh, it's because I haven't muted.
Yeah, it's because we'll be playing, like, I'll be playing like Fortnite or something. He'll be playing like Rocket League or the free.
Out of nowhere, suck.
He'll be like, yeah, Isaiah, you suck. And I'm like, all right, I'll be like, Jacob's in the party. He's like, all right, I muted Isaac. And then like four, 3 hours later, I forgot that I had him muted. It was like, did Isaac leave the party? I was like, oh God, I had him muted the whole time.
Dude. Yeah, all right, funny, Isaiah, man. You suck.
Yeah, out of nowhere, just stuff like that. Like, I'll be like, hey, what's up? I'll be talking about something, and he'll be like, what? And I'll be like, I'll repeat it. He'll be like, what? And I'll be like, all right, I muted Isaac.
Bro, I love how, like, I know that anyone that our attitude touches, we drive everyone around us crazy.
What the freak? What did you say?
Like, the way we are, what would you call it, bro? Because not everyone is like the way us three
humor,
are.
Our humor, all our touch. Oh, I see.
Just the way we are, dude. Like, anything that comes in contact
like
with us.
Like, our comedy is just way different.
It's not that it's our comedy. It's just the way we are. Then, yeah, you suck.
I think a part of it's from Dad, from Dwight, from...
Like, we've incorporated our childhood and pop culture into this...
Idiot.
Like, oh, dude. What kind of cake do you want, imbecile?
Okay. Oh, God.
It's so funny.
And that's...
Dallas.
Dallas. Indeed.
All right. Hey, dude, you know what I was thinking about? And I don't know. I'm just going to pick your brain. Would it be cool if... I think next week's Halloween, right? If we did like a costume episode,
I don't celebrate Halloween. I'm a Christian.
We're not celebrating it. It's on the.
They're just conveniently dressing up.
We're conveniently dressing up as a movie we like during a time that people dress up as movies they like.
All right, I got my costume.
To me, it's just look, Halloween, bro. Let's get into this. To me, Halloween is just a tradition that. America does,
scary.
And the kids do, and there's no evil behind it because right. They don't know that it's evil. They don't know that really there's people over there like sacrificing people, cutting off their nuts, and
you know, Michael Myers is killing people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you watch Halloween movies, it's the same thing as celebrating it.
Oh, right, as if.
I mean,
I get what you mean. Yeah,
there's you're either in or all out. There's no like, all right, I watch them, but I don't wear the costume. You know, like it's like, come on, bro, what are you talking all right, about?
I got my costume then.
But like I said, there's some people that yes, there's a bad thing behind everything. But okay, does that mean you're gonna go to McDonald's? Because guess what, the guy at the owner of the McDonald's, he like watches porn and he also, you know, like so. All right, we're not gonna eat McDonald's now. Sorry, you know, the guy that makes Pizza Hut, he also freaking likes soup. You know, like so. Where does it end? We just,
you know, oxygen that you breathe. Rapists breathe that oxygen that you're breathing. All right, freaking die.
That oxygen you're breathing, a rapist.
Oh, speaking of like rapists,
that's something Dwight would say.
Yeah, it is. But speaking of rapists and like stalkers and like weird, I was driving and I was on the phone with Jacob and out of nowhere, I think I'm not trying to toot my own horn or whatever the freak, but I don't know if this was the reason, but I was wearing Ray-Bans. And I was just driving, talking to Jacob.
Ray-Bans, the glasses.
Yeah, Ray-Ban glasses. And I don't know if that's why, but this guy was driving next to me on the freeway. And he starts looking at me like that. Like, I was like, Jacob, bro, this freaking old. He was like 40, at least. He's like staring at me.
You and Jacob are together.
I'm on the phone.
Oh,
with
you're
him,
on the phone.
I'm on
Jacob.
The way to his house, so we're just on the phone. And I see him. I was like, yo, this guy's looking at me. And out of nowhere, he pulls out his phone. And he takes a picture of me, bro. And I was like, yo, what the freak, bro? And I was like, all right, I'm going to lose him. I'm the baby driver. So I started going 100.
So he
100.
Was following you?
No, he wasn't. But just in case he was planning on to, I started going 100 and then
was
I freaking
he old,
lost
though?
Him.
That's
he
creepy,
was minimum
dude.
40. Minimum 40.
And he took a picture of you? Did he look like he liked you?
No, he was just like, it looked like he saw something cool, and that's what I'm saying. What if it was my glasses or something?
Or what if he saw something behind, like in the background
no,
where you
he
guys
was,
were driving?
Was like, really, no, he was. It really looked like he was looking at me, man. There's no way he was looking at the Equis that he can just see every day when he passes by.
The Equis
from Juarez. Like, what the freak would he be taking a picture of?
Probably is the X.
I mean, he just see that every day. Yeah, like, why do you need a picture? Then I don't know, bro. But it was sus.
Why do you need a picture of you?
I don't know, bro. That's the question, bro. That's what I was like, bro. That's when I lost.
I
started
probably
going 100.
I take another one, Mato.
You probably would have, bro. Yeah, I was kind of. I was like, bro, that's freaky, bro. So I got his number. No, just kidding.
So anyway, we're gonna meet up tomorrow.
As a new guest is coming out. No, I lost God. Him. I started going 100, and then I just lost him.
100? Damn.
No, bro. Remember that when I forgot my headset?
Yeah. I was going, your mic.
Oh yeah, I was like going like 120 on the way over there.
I hit 120 the other day on the freeway. No, I hit 1.
What is the best? But sometimes it doesn't even feel like it. Sometimes
theoretically, or happy, not really. For any cops watching, I don't even have a car.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest. I really do risk it because my headlight. One
dude,
of my headlights
imagine
doesn't
if
work.
You get pulled over going over 100, easy jail time, right? Like not even. Alright, man, get your ass out, man. Give me your hands, put your hands. Okay, because they're not going to. Bro, you're going 50 over the limit, bro. 60 over the limit. Sometimes you that go, you're going 5-10 over the limit, and the cop makes you feel like, you realize it's 60, right? You're going 72. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, dude,
you imagine.
Like Donald
well,
Trump.
You should have seen. You good thing you caught me when I slowed down, because I was going 105 right now.
No, bro. I freaking hate cops.
Dude, again, to the last couple of days, I've been behind Mustangs going 35 miles an hour, dude. I don't know what...
I freaking hate it, man. That's the worst.
So, I don't know if you heard, bro, but the Texas butthole tickling Ben...
Is that on purpose, though?
The Texas butthole tickling bandit has been captured. It's real, bro.
Captured,
that's a
bro.
Real headline, bro.
That's a real thing?
Yes, the Texas butthole tickling bandit. I'm serious, bro.
What
this this guy's breaking in. Like, but what's the idea there? Like, let's break this down.
Was he like...
He breaks into your house, not to steal your money, to steal your valuables, or...
Take off your pants.
Do anything to your... loved ones, but to tickle your butthole and butthole alone.
But
and
like,
then
he,
once he's
would
done,
he, like,
he's
force
out of
his
there.
Clothes off and stick it in, or would he like do it over clothes?
Well, now we're getting specific, guys. No
idea. That's
but that's a headline from like 2016. But I saw it, bro.
That's
it was like
weird,
on a meme,
bro.
And I was like, oh, dude, I'm gonna see if I said, no, has ever heard of this?
Dude, that's funny.
Texas
bro.
Butthole tickling.
Almost, I could have spit my water out of my mic, bro.
What?
Wait, no, I said it right. I could have spit my water on my mic
oh,
when I was drinking it.
I said out of my mic. So the reason I the meme was saying that this headline, this butthole tickling band battle headline is like a Florida thing, like a
that's something Florida would do, right? Is that what you're saying?
I can hear you chewing on that, by the way.
It's because I can't not chew it, bro.
You're going to have to not chew it. So, okay, so that headline, they make fun of it that it has to do with the Florida. A lot of stuff happens in Florida.
Yeah,
crazy
like,
stuff.
Like
stupid headlines.
Florida man eats dolphin. Bro.
That's not too far-fetched. Florida man sticks his head in a woman's anus. Like... And sings lullabies. That's weird, right?
God. Like that. Yeah, God. Yeah, there's always stuff like that, too.
And an E-Nat, F natural. Okay, so there's this other headline I saw, and I want to know what you think.
A real one?
A real headline. 61-year-old man marries his 18-year-old goddaughter.
Goddaughter?
Yes.
But a goddaughter, that's not related, no? Is that not related?
Not always. But mostly,
oh, it's really
are.
You can really choose your goddaughter.
Yes,
or god.
No, you can choose your child's goddaughter.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
but were they related in this case?
I have no idea.
So,
but
that they
but
married?
He did help raise her. He was. He says, "I was grooming her since she was 14 or 13.
So So he had those thoughts from the beginning, bro.
He's like, damn, I gotta eat this.
I like how you make that voice, bro.
I damn near pissed myself. I gotta eat this. I gotta wait for more.
This is not racist. It's just a joke.
No, it's not racist at all. It's just demeaning to one race.
It's voiceless.
No, it's just this little voice I always do to.
Yeah.
What is it, like a redneck voice?
Redneck, goddamn! Like when they were playing Max Country songs, we went to watch her play that.
Oh, yeah, that dude. Someone was hating that, bro. I was like, grand goddamn!
Isaac was getting annoyed, too. He was getting annoyed. Really? Like, bro. He was getting annoyed, bro. I remember. But dude, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yo,
bro,
but when we went into that much, yeah, he was getting annoyed. I remember.
Yeah, he was.
Sam was getting super annoyed. Because dude, why are they playing that music, bro?
I know, bro.
Western playlist full of Hispanics, right. Bro. Full of como me duele que te saquen a bailar. You know, like, and they're putting like world the other day, goddamn
word. Which I don't mind in country music at all.
Yeah,
but
I
they
love
were
it.
Playing like freaking.
I love it, but this was like some. So like,
well, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Anyway, what I was telling you earlier, would you be down to do a costume? Or no, you don't. You don't want to be associated at all. Would you mind if I was in a costume?
I wouldn't mind if you did. I mean, I can be three hole punched Isaiah.
I don't understand that joke, by the way.
It's just not a joke. It's literally just...
Like, in any way where it's funny and where it's even in the show, who wrote it? Like, why does it exist? It's not funny. It's not entertaining. It doesn't make sense.
I understand it, but I don't understand how Phyllis was like, wow, that's brilliant. I don't understand that.
Yeah, so there's something to it that I'm not understanding.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm thinking, too.
And apparently Phyllis is a genius because I have no idea
what
it could
mean. Or just has the worst sense of humor.
Or has
as well as Jim.
No, because she says it's genius. It's not about a matter of humor. It's a matter of intelligence.
I don't think she said genius.
I think she said
brilliant.
Or brilliant.
Which
it's
is
still
even
synonymous to intelligence, synonymous to being genius. So why? What does it mean?
And then
I'm three even, hole punch.
And
Jim.
Even Dwight's like, what the freak. This cost me $300. Like his lightsaber. Which why the freak that lightsaber
I know that's
was
a crappy lightsaber for it to cost $300.
I get a better
no,
one.
No, the whole
for
thing was the whole outfit was like $300.
Still, bro.
The robe. That's where the because that was a good robe, dude.
Nah, bro. It's too. KKK
what did he say, bro? Like it's my favorite thing.
He's
probably.
Like, no. Quiet you. When he's talking to.
Yeah. No, but he says. What about the loyalty, bro?
Oh yeah.
Where he's like. He's like looking at the camera. What does he say?
I'm loyalty. One of my biggest things, whatever, is loyalty. In fact. Part of the things I'm getting paid here is my loyalty. But if there's a place where they value loyalty the most, I will go there. Mostly. What does he say?
I don't know, but... Dude,
I'm saying, that whole scene I think that robe sucked. It was too KKK looking. It was really pointy.
But that's what.
And even had makeup on. It looked like
I know.
Fucking Darth Syphilis.
Yo, all jokes aside, Creed, really good Joker, bro.
Yeah,
you saw how he looked.
Put a smile on that face,
like,
bro.
I don't know about his acting, but his physique, like it looked really good. And then Kevin was like horrible,
Creed is
dude.
The weirdest character, bro.
Dude,
he's
Kevin
so
is
funny.
An idiot.
No,
bro.
Kevin's an idiot. Yeah, Kevin's an idiot. Oh, also Dwight was like, "Want to see a magic trick? I'm gonna make a pencil."
Yeah.
I think he looked pretty good too as a Joker.
Yeah, he did look too good. He looked good too.
God. Dude, okay, there's this... Okay, where are you going to say
something? No, go for it.
There was this thing that me and Isaac tried to explain this to you, like, 4 years ago, and you didn't understand.
Oh, God.
And it was a color theory and how we
think there's
a chance that everyone sees different colors.
That I'm still going to disagree with you, bro.
But you don't see our logic, though?
I forgot what the argument was, but I just remember you were wrong.
Okay, let me use this water bottle.
Here. If you want to draw.
I think that's because that's not. I don't have the patience.
Here.
Okay, actually, I do. Okay. Let me see the pen.
So, this is gonna take a while. First of all, for what is it that you're talking about?
how we all, I think there's a way that we can, we possibly all see different colors, but we think we're looking at the same colors because that's what they, that's what we were taught, that that was their name. You know what I'm, I don't know how to explain.
Right, and the argument was, no matter what you say, it doesn't work, because by now, during the course of our life, one of our peers would have told us, no, that color is this color.
No, no.
That's why that logic doesn't hold water.
That's what you're not understanding.
And if everyone thinks that a color is a color, then that's what the color is, regardless of...
That's what you're not understanding.
That's the same color. So is that drawing a bunch of dots?
These are, I don't know if you guys can see this, but these are a bunch of dots. And what do you say this color is?
Blue.
Blue? And this one? Red.
Red.
That's, let's just say
whatever, yellow.
Yellow. See? Yellow or brownish or whatever. And that's green or whatever. Let's say, let's focus on these blue, red, and yellow. That's what we know them as, right? Because that's what we've been taught all our life.
That's what everyone's been taught.
Right. Everyone's been taught.
Everyone.
Right.
Right.
So let's say the first person who made colors sees these colors. And I see these colors and you see these colors. But he said this one's green. So we all, that we see this color, we all think it's green because that's what he says. I can't explain it to you.
Yeah,
I really
can't. That makes sense if the original guy that was naming the colors.
No, I
still
can't.
And he saw different than all of us.
Let's say we're all looking at this bottle and there's someone above looking at it. Let's say on this side it's blue and on this side you see red. And he sees green. And he says, all right, this color is green. But he doesn't even see how this looks. So it's like, I see blue, you see red, he sees green. So, okay, we agree that this is all green. But in reality, we're all seeing
but
different colors.
But that doesn't make sense.
And it's because it's hard to explain to you.
I understand what you're saying. But the mere fact is, okay, how did you like class today? It was about this being green. No, he said it was blue, this was green. No, they said this was green.
No, because we had every colors that we saw, we agreed on. It's because... I can't explain it
to
you, bro.
We would all disagree because
we're all
seeing a different color.
But we were all the color that we see, we were told it a name, but you see a different color. We all see different colors.
But after class, I'm going to talk to you about it.
No, bro. It's because you don't.
It's because you're creating a hypothetical world where none of us
can be true.
Become.
We don't know.
None of us check information with each other.
This is green. All right, this is green. I'm not gonna do nothing for the rest of my life. This is green.
No, like we live in a real world.
Sam,
where
do you get me or no?
No,
Are you? Do you not get it?
We live in a real world where people on Twitter go, "Oh my God!"
No, bro. You don't.
I'm a she, not a they. Please.
No.
Like we live in a world of opinion.
It's because you're not getting it.
Okay,
you're not getting
it. Again.
It's because, let's say I can't, bro. I see blue here. You see blue here.
We all see blue.
Right. But blue is, it's just a word, really.
No, it's a color
it doesn't
that we
prove,
all see.
It doesn't prove what we're visually seeing.
There's no need to prove something that everyone knows to be true.
Because we've
it's like 1 plus 1. How can you prove it? We just all know
you're not getting it. What if I see this color as that color? What you see here, that's blue. But what if I see red right here?
Then you're colorblind, my friend, and you should get that checked out.
No. No, but how would... No, that's what I'm saying. What if we're all like that, but no one knows?
What is
like
the matter? Because we're all seeing the same thing. Bro.
No, what if you see blue here, but I see red right here?
Someone else
sees green right here.
Those people.
But
are
we all agree. But we've been
real.
Taught our all lives that color that we see right here is blue. But in reality, that person sees this, so another person sees that.
Why
right
would
here.
We all see different colors, bro?
That
would make sense.
That's what we're saying. What if?
What if
we all see different colors, but
we
don't know?
And
we
didn't ask each other anything,
bro. It's because you're not. It, bro.
Yes.
I mean, do you
understand what he's saying? You don't understand, right?
I'm with Danny.
No, bro, you're not, bro. If
look,
Isaac
because,
was here, bro,
no,
he would understand.
I explained the same thing to him. Yes, what if we all saw different colors? That's fabulous. But at some point, we're going to be like, hey, did you see the blue wall? No, that's a green wall.
No, because the whole world agrees that this
is
green.
But you're saying that we see different colors.
Yeah, but we think we all the colors that we correspond to, we think they're green. We think this is yellow. But in reality, we all see different colors. But we don't know that we're seeing different colors because we've been taught that that's green. I don't understand.
Yes, it does make sense. But at the moment, it presents itself where this guy says this blue and he sees it differently from this guy.
No.
It's going to be known that
that's
not true. It won't be bullcrapping.
No, bro. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. You need to think outside the box where you're not seeing it.
I think you need to think inside your brain.
You're still not seeing it.
Okay, explain it again.
I am, bro. That's the best way, bro. You're not getting it.
It's not. You're not explaining.
Everyone in the freaking whole world can agree that that's green. I can get a box out of Matthew's.
Not the whole world. A lot of people are colorblind. And it's
okay,
real.
Okay, whatever. But the majority will agree.
Where is awareness?
The majority of the world can agree that this is green. Because that's what we've been taught all our lives, that this is freaking green.
Not that we've been taught.
But green is green is just a word. What if I'm seeing blue, but I've been taught that it's green?
But what do you mean that you're seeing blue?
Okay, screw the word blue then. Let's say this. I don't know what the freak that is, but it's a color. What if I'm seeing that here, but this is green because I've been taught that this is green, but I see this color here. And so you see this color here, and everyone sees, but everyone thinks that this is green. Whatever the freak we're saying.
So you're saying everyone sees a color and everyone sees the opposite color? Or?
No, everyone sees a... I'm saying what if we all see different color? Everyone in the freaking world sees a different color here, but we...
So but
all
how would that
has
make
been,
sense?
Everyone in the world thought that this was green because that's what we've been taught, so we agree on it.
Yes, because we can see it.
Yes, but they're all... What if they're all different colors, but we've been taught all our lives that this is green?
How does that hold precedence? Okay, let's say it's possible. Yes, but we would all be disagreeing with each other all the time.
No, bro, that's not... That's just... That's where you don't get it, bro. That's
okay,
what you're not understanding.
It's as simple as this. You see... You're saying is... You see this as blue? This color as blue? And this is... No, they told you this is white. All your life, you're taught this is white.
No,
but what if
see
really
white.
I see blue? That's what you're saying, right?
Yes. But in reality,
blue. This is blue, right there.
No, but you don't. That's where you're not getting it.
Okay.
We see white, but what if you see blue? But everything that's white, all your life, everything that's been white, you've actually seen blue, but it's not a word. That's not
what
the word.
That you've seen blue.
You've seen blue, but that blue, you think that's white.
Okay, me.
Right,
okay,
you.
Okay, me.
And everyone thinks...
So in my opinion, this is blue.
No,
yes,
bro.
Yes, it's white, but I see...
you see a different color, but you've been taught that it was white.
Yeah, but as soon as you mention, all right, no, that's actually...
Well, because whatever color I see, I've also thought that it was white.
No, because
yes.
I'm telling you, we're looking at it, bro. This,
bro, that's
the big,
no,
the big
you're
part,
not getting
no,
it. You're not
theory,
getting it.
Your theory depends on us not being able to see the color and acknowledge it with each other.
No, bro. Isaac, bro, I freaking come. Screw the Marines, bro. Come here so you can tell this idiot, bro.
And he's an idiot just as much as you are.
No, you're an idiot just as much as me.
No, you're both idiots.
No, bro. No, there's anyone listening, bro. Please reach out to us. And
what I was saying is if this pumpkin is orange and you thought it was blue...
No,
that it's possible that we all see a different color.
Wrong.
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Can't even explain it because you don't get it.
I can disprove you what you're saying, and you can't disprove me with any kind of logic.
Because you don't understand it.
I'm using a sentence. Disprove me with a sentence.
I can't prove you
because
it's
bullcrap.
Super, okay, explain me in a freaking sentence how serving works in one sentence.
Serving, you collect, you know, measurements and data using GPS technology, which you then convert into data that can be used on a computer, and you put in client software that can be put onto a PDF for a client to look at.
All right.
Anything can be explained.
Because, okay, I'm going to explain that to you. You just don't get it.
No, you're not
like
explaining.
That what you
explain,
I'm
you
pretty
something.
Sure everyone that's listening didn't understand a damn word you said, which is what you
right.
are to what I'm saying.
But I still explained it, whether they're...
And I still explained it, whether you understand
about,
or...
No, you didn't explain it.
Yes, you just don't understand
no.
it.
You're what you're saying
no,
is
no, bro. You don't get it. You just don't get it.
Okay, what is there to get? Okay, and then okay, and it's possible. So what? What's the point?
I'm just saying, what if? Like that's crazy. That would be crazy.
Like, what if trucks were really tires, but we thought they were airplanes? But the guy who saw it first thought
it
was a boat.
Wrong, because
that's your logic.
Literally a different shape.
Because at the end, like, no, that's a boat. No, that's a truck. Like
no, that's a different thing.
It's
because
the same
that's
logic.
Shapes.
Forget
there are shapes.
About.
You can literally see that's a round
you
sphere.
You can see that it's orange. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Because color is
it's physical.
Color.
It's a manifestation
color, but
of the physical.
It's way different than a shape. How
it's
is this?
It's still a differentiation of an attribute.
Seeing a color is way
manifested,
different.
Manifested.
So then why are there colorblind people?
Because they're colorblind.
Because they see different colors. It's
no,
so,
they're
it's super
colorblind.
It's
they
not
have
like
the inability
right,
to see
right,
color.
Right. Let's say they're speds.
Not that they see
so
green.
So is there
and
people
see...
out there that think this is a freaking square? There's people who see squares here. No, there's not. Because it's a shape, bro. We all feel it. But a color is just something visual that the light's reflecting. That's the way our eyes see it. Like, if I rub my freaking eyes for 30 seconds, there will be a different shade of orange. I don't know if you knew that. Right?
No, I didn't know that.
Just like if you put on glasses,
so
it will
it
be
now?
A different... It's still orange, but a different shade.
All right, do it again.
I can't explain to you. It's still
that
orange.
That disproves your theory,
no,
bro.
It's still orange, but it's a different... Like, when you put on glasses, would I see green? No, I'll still see orange, but it's just in a different shade.
Well, actually, there are glasses you can put
right.
on and will change the color.
Okay. Yes, okay, all
okay.
that, glasses is a good thing to
okay.
use. Let's say we all had different freaking colored glasses on our eyes, but we don't know.
It still doesn't
right?
disprove
Let's
the
see,
fact
see.
That we're going to disagree
no,
at the end of the day.
No, it doesn't, bro. It doesn't, bro, because if
How
I see a color
here... How are we not
going
to disagree if we're seeing the... Okay, here's a simple question.
Okay, look, wait.
If we both see we both call the same color, the same name, but we see different shades. How are we not going to disagree? Answer that simple question.
What do you mean, how are we not? Because we think it's the same color.
No, we're seeing a different color.
Yeah, but we think it's the same color because that's what we were taught. Let's say I was born with freaking green glasses. Someone gave me green glasses and I was born to wear that all my life or I'd freaking die.
Yes, no, actually, but, no, okay, that's a bad, to you that's this is red.
Actually, that's a bad thing to say.
To you, this is red.
Let's say we all, like if I have a pair of red glasses that everything I see, it's like kind of reddish. And you have green glasses and we were born that way. We just, you see kind of greenish and I see kind of reddish. It's because it's really hard to explain.
It's because you're, and you're, I see I'm telling you, this you're is creating a orange. World. Where your theory is based on us not talking about
no,
it.
No, it's not, bro. You're not. You're just not getting it. You're not.
Your theory does.
No. You're just not understanding it.
It makes no sense.
You're not understanding it.
It makes no logical sense. If you can't answer that simple question, you can't answer not. No, no you don't get it.
No, you need just to don't answer it with bro. A lot.
Okay. If we both see the same. We both call the same color black, but we both see a different shade.
But we think it's black.
Right.
Then so we wouldn't disagree because we think it's the freaking same color. No, we both agree that it's black.
No, because we're seeing different shades. We're not, we can't agree that
first
it's black.
First of all, the shades thing
because
was
to
just...
you, this shade is black. To me, this shade is black. That's what you're saying. No, and at the end of the day, I'm like, saying. Oh, dude, this is black. No, this is
bro,
black.
No, what the freak are you saying, bro?
That's what you're saying.
You see orange, but let's say I see this color right here, but I've been taught all my life that this is orange. Okay. You just don't get it, bro, because...
That's not a... Dude, that doesn't hold in court, bro. If you're going to...
Okay, we're not in a freaking court,
no,
bro.
That's what debating is. You need to be able to prove your point.
Not it's not proving, bro. It's not about proving, bro. You just don't get it. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's not enough for you to prove a theory or even it's talk not, about a hypothesis, it is enough, bro.
I can prove a theory to someone else with a smarter
because
brain.
Because they're morons.
No, they're not morons. And they're just understand it.
They're just morons.
So
just
if someone explain to you, what is something you don't understand in English, in math, that is super freaking hard to you?
What do you mean?
Like, what is something in math that you wish you can do better at this? Like, it's freaking hard to do it. For example, I suck calculus, at pre-calculus. I suck at that. Just because someone can explain it to
that's
me.
That's what you do at your
just
job,
because
though.
Someone's explaining that to me, does it mean that they're stupid? That because they're explaining
no,
to me, I don't know what it is.
They
not,
say,
they're
no,
stupid.
If that's a four. No, that's a one. You're an idiot.
No, that's different,
yes,
bro.
That's not different.
It's different. So they can just say, I can explain this to another person, and they'll understand it, bro.
Like, they're morons. Because
no,
they're like,
see,
oh, yeah, you're
no,
right.
No, bro, that's not.
When they get in their car, like, what the freak was this guy
no,
talking about?
No, bro.
Okay. If you can answer
bro.
This question.
I can't, bro. You just don't understand. I can't explain not, it to you in a better way because it's outside of this world.
Because
it's unthought of. That's why it's hard to explain it to you.
Listen.
I'm pretty sure there's listeners on here like, yeah, I get it. Danny's an idiot.
No, this doesn't make sense. Yes. Yes, you're saying you're big. Imagine a world where we see the claim color black, and to you, this is black, and to me, this is black. But to me, this black looks like this, and to you, that black looks like that. But we agree because it's black. But when I say, hey, did you see this black? No, this is black. No, this is black. No, this is black.
You just contradicted it, bro.
No, that means
you just said we both agree this is black. No, he doesn't agree.
Because we agree.
No, because we agree that it's black and we know that it's black.
You're not going to win this argument, bro.
Yeah, because you're a big brother and there's nothing I can do about it. That's all it's about, bro. You guys just don't understand.
I'm using logic.
Think about freaking... Which is that guy's name?
English.
Marvel.
This
everyone screwed his opinions on superheroes. Nah, Spider-Man. That's a stupid idea.
That's not an opinion.
It's like the same
it's
thing,
logic.
Almost. Right.
Opinion and logic are two different things, bro.
Right. But just because everyone like in this room doesn't understand what I'm saying doesn't mean I'm wrong.
It does mean you're
no?
wrong. No. You're not
wrong.
Proving it with logic.
Okay. So then, Christianity, God isn't real, then? You can't prove it with logic.
Yes, you can. God existed and He created. That's the logic. It's a logic that you can't believe, but it's the logic.
But it's,
what you're saying
no,
is I
bro.
Saw a car and then there was a boat and we saw an airplane. That's the
no,
there's
let
no
me,
logic
let me explain
there.
To you what's unlogical. Like people say like imagine things that we can't see or just aren't loading, like they're not really there, but once we look at it they're there. That's the stupidest thing, right? Do you agree that's stupid?
No, it's stupid, but
that's
I can
like saying what if there's $1 million right here but we can't see it and we can't touch it because it's invisible. That's what's unlogical. That's not what I'm saying.
That
what I'm saying makes sense, bro. You just
my
don't.
My IQ just lowers like by 15
your mind
points.
Can't comprehend it. You just can't
not,
wrap
look,
around it. You
it's not a matter of, dude. You're insulting all the writers of our generations and past generations.
How?
This is where English comes in, dude. You need to be able to write a hypothesis and back it up
right.
with thoughts.
And I
if
can't.
I ask you a simple question and you can't answer it, your logic is broken.
It's
because
not broken,
you yourself can't
so
even answer it.
So what if there was a special ed was like, alien, you saw a freaking alien, a UFO. Hey, guys, hey, couldn't explain it, so he's wrong. He's wrong then, Daddy? No, he's not wrong. He just can't freaking explain it. That doesn't mean there wasn't an alien in the sky.
What does that have to do with us seeing different colors? That's not the same.
It's an analogy, bro. Just because I can't explain it to you, just because your brain can't wrap around what I'm saying doesn't mean I'm freaking wrong. No. I just can't explain it better.
You have the ability. Are you a spit?
What if I just suck at explaining? In your eyes, yes.
Can you talk? If you can talk, you can explain. Don't bring up a spit that can't talk, bro.
Right. No, but that's the same thing, bro. No, it's the same thing, but
Let me ask you the same question I've asked you again. And just answer that.
I can't. I told you I can't answer that. Because
it's an easy question to answer.
It's not. It's not.
If you can't think of the words,
this logic is just so outside of this world. Another thing I can't explain to you is time. Like how time works. To me, time is an illusion. And it really doesn't.
Time is a concept of the orbiting of the earth and the sun being at a certain
mark. Right. You can time one. So
there's
nothing to prove there. 2, 3 to me. But 10
minutes.
To
you. But it doesn't matter what you think.
Right. It's right.
That's the same thing.
Right. But to a lot of people, an hour can go by way faster than someone.
Yeah, other because people. Your mind becomes occupied.
Right, and it's in reality, it wasn't really an hour because it went by so fast. But just because something's time,
but
it
that's
went
your
on
perception
record.
Of time.
Right,
that's
and it's a perception
to do with time.
Exactly, that's right. It's really a color. Like right now, you see, you're not getting it because it's outside of this world, and it's just
time
outside
is,
of our freaking
time
human mind.
Universe, bro.
It's just like how God, He says He's the same yesterday and today and forever. To me, my mind kind of comprehends.
But you're trying to understand God that we already know you're not going to understand Him because your logic is from this world. And your brain is not from, it's from this world. So you're trying to use this brain to create an out-of-world possibility that doesn't make sense.
No, it's like we're trying.
Hey, imagine you ate a Twinkie and in reality it's a sandwich, but you know,
no,
when you throw
it's not,
it up.
It's not the same thing because it's a whole different freaking shape. It's like saying, this is actually a circle. What if we all see a circle here and feel it? No, it's a freaking rectangle, bro.
Why? I was taught that that's a circle.
Okay, yeah, actually you can make that argument.
Okay.
Just but the word, but not the shape, and feel that it's round. No, it actually doesn't make sense because circle means something that's freaking round. And if you get an iPad,
no, circle is not a 3D object. That's a sphere. I'm talking about a circle. To me, that's a circular object.
That doesn't make sense at all because it's a freaking shape that we can feel, and I can prove to you that
it's
you're
talking about 3D. A
square.
Circle is not 3-dimensional.
Okay,
no,
but a circle is round. A circle is freaking round, bro.
Yes. Well, I was taught that's a circular object.
You were taught, so someone went to you with the phone, and this is a circle. Really?
Yeah, someone told me that.
All right, who the freak? I want to see who told
that's
you
exactly
that.
That's exactly my point,
no,
bro.
No, it's not, bro. It's freaking not, bro. Because the shape is different, bro, than a freaking color.
We both were taught differently.
No, that's bro, it's a shape. A shape, a color shape is almost different. You don't see spins that think this is a circle because of the...
Can you see, if I pick out your eyes, can you see the color of an object?
I don't know, I mean,
if I take out your eye, if I have a paper, man, and I draw a shape here, and I take out your eyes, and then I draw a shape, can you see the shape on the paper?
What do you mean? Take out my eyes.
Listen to the simple question, bro.
Okay.
If I take out your eyes, and I take them out and squish them, you're blind, you don't have eyes.
Right.
And then I get the paper, and I draw a shape on here. Can you see the shape I drew?
No, I can't see it.
Okay. If I take out your eyes, and I drew the blue here, can you see what color I drew?
No.
Exactly. It's a manifestation of what you can see. Doesn't matter if you can feel it. Feel it in your nipples, doesn't matter. It's a manifestation of what you can see.
Right.
Color and shape are a manifestation of what you can see.
Yeah, right.
Now, they're not different,
but
they're
circle,
the same thing.
Right.
Because
the freaking definition
it.
Of a circle is something that curves like freaking like this. Without feeling nothing, you can see that I'm curving. How the freak is this a square? A square is not round.
That's
completely different from
what
colors are.
What you're saying
no,
is,
colors are different, bro.
I don't want to talk about this because you're not going to win.
And you're not going to win. You haven't won.
You haven't.
Me.
No, you haven't disproved me.
We both haven't
me.
Won.
I've disproved
no,
you.
No, you haven't disproved me. Disproving
okay.
is...
Yes, I have.
No,
I've
you
given you a
bro.
Question that contradicts your theory, and you can't...
And I'm giving
that,
you a solution, and I'm giving you a solution,
a,
but you just don't understand
I'm
it, bro.
I'm rebuttaling you what you're saying.
No,
and you
bro,
can
you just don't.
Back.
You just don't understand
the
logic. You just don't understand it, bro.
You can't be in the court and the judge be like, no, judge, you just don't understand. No, sir, you lost.
No, because that's completely freaking different, bro. Dude,
listen.
I'm going to ask freaking everyone, and there's people out there who know what
because
I'm saying.
Because they're
idiots.
Morons. You're asking,
morons.
Who are you asking, man? Your guys, your friends on Instagram?
So how do you know you're not an idiot? How do you know you're
you
just
asking?
Wrong?
Who are you asking?
How do you know you're just not wrong, bro?
You're wrong.
You just don't,
you can't
you
even.
You just don't understand it because I suck at explaining.
That,
at the end of the day, what is that? I just suck at explaining.
Your theory. You're so passionate about this theory. Yeah,
I'm
you
not
can't
passionate
explain it.
About it. I'm just
you're
trying to
you're very passionate about your
I'm just
opinion
trying
about this theory.
I'm not saying it's true, whatever. I'm just saying what if and the fact that it can be possible.
What if
no,
what?
I'm not even gonna
what's
say something. I'm gonna say some stupid thing that tries to contradict me, but
listen,
it doesn't work because you just don't understand
you,
it.
Dude, and the world of debate. You should go to debate class
because I'll fail. I'm probably just telling you. I'm probably just suck at explaining it to you.
You but can make mean, up any theory you want. But just
doesn't mean the theory. It can be a theory.
And it's a theory. It's any theory can be a theory. This right. table is a car. That's a theory. Then you can make up any theory.
But it's wrong.
It doesn't. No, it's a theory.
A theory is something
you believe is possible. But whether it's been proven wrong or not, that's a theory.
I mean, but you can prove a theory wrong.
No, that's a theory. You can.
Right.
But a theory in itself.
It's a theory, yes.
Whether it's been proven wrong or not is a part and right. separate.
Right.
Theory in but itself.
This theory cannot be proven wrong. The only way.
you can't even prove it right. What the, you can't.
Because it's just hard to explain to you. I'm telling you. I probably just suck at explaining to you. And that's why I can't answer your retarded question that you ask every freaking time.
It's a simple question.
I can't answer it, bro. Are you deaf, bro? I can't answer it. I'm telling you, I can't. Okay. I just can't.
In one sentence, say your theory. Maybe I'm not understanding your theory, and it's that's why we're disagreeing.
I can't explain it to you. I just can't.
In one sentence, what's the theory? Because maybe I'm missing. I'm thinking one thing is you think is a theory. And I'm thinking you're talking about something else.
It's because I'm going to say the same sentence and you're not
going
to get it.
No, because you're going, make one sentence that you can write on an English paper that that person will look at it like, okay, I can read this and it makes sense.
Because I can't explain any. I'm telling you, I'm an idiot, bro. It's like I'm an idiot trying to explain you that.
So we're going
to
believe the idiot or the guy that...
It's like, exactly. It's like an idiot trying to explain that aliens exist because he saw it with his own freaking eyes. But you just can't explain it because... Right, but
so that's I didn't say someone who can't
talk. I
just
said
here.
An idiot. I didn't say someone who can't talk.
You did, right?
Okay, right now I did. Right now I'm saying an idiot who sucks at explaining if you saw aliens.
Hey, there's an alien. That's one sentence.
Yeah, but no one would believe him and everyone would
Oh, that's different. He explained his theory. Does that make sense?
Okay.
We're not going
to try to explain it to you.
Okay, repeat your theory one more time.
Everyone in this world, let's say purple. Every word that I say, it's just a word. And I'll tell you when it actually means that I'm trying to say a color because we agree on what the color is.
Right now you're not making sense up to here.
Because it's outside of your mind. That's what you're not getting.
No. It's not a complete sentence, bro.
Because it's outside your mind.
Say a complete sentence.
Okay, whatever. I'm not going to explain it to a sentence. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do that. Let's say this pumpkin, I see red. He sees gold. You see silver. She sees purple. But everyone in the... We don't think that it's purple. When I'm saying I see purple, I don't think it's purple. I'm not, but I'm seeing that. That's all I'm seeing. But I don't say it's purple.
You said it. You see red.
Because I can't. There's nothing else I can say because our words are words. Like, I can't.
That's numbers. What do we use words for numbers? Because they're just words.
You're not getting it, bro. That's why I told you
a long time ago.
Right. I'm seeing purple, but I'm not. That's not
red.
Okay, I see purple.
You said red, gold, and purple.
Okay, red. Actually, no, I didn't. I said I said gold, silver, and what are the freak? Okay, and I said her. I said red or something. You see, you're the one who's creating random stuff.
You're the one who just trying to follow your logic here. That has
okay,
no water.
Okay, let's say whatever color the freak you want, a turquoise, rainbow, let's say I see purple.
But when you come back to it, you're changing your color, so I'm getting more confused.
Okay, let's say I see purple.
Stick to your freaking color.
Let's say I see, but that part doesn't matter because it's just a word, and I'm saying that word
so
just,
so, talk about
just
it
to explain it to you.
It doesn't matter.
But it's just to explain
so
it to you.
So it does matter. Okay, so
but not as a color. I see purple. I see purple, but I don't identify it as purple. But I see... We agree that this is orange, but I'm seeing purple. But I don't call it purple. I call it orange because that's what I'm seeing. And we've all been taught that it's orange.
Okay, this is where I'm getting confused. You're using it in two different ways. One, what we're calling it. And two, what you're really perceiving. Talk about the shade. You're saying you see purple, but the shade you see is and use the colors that we know today and explain it like that. Okay. Then they'll understand you probably.
What do you mean? Say it again.
Well, it's because you're using the same. You're using the color to do two different things.
That's what I'm telling. That's what I was telling right
can
now.
Can I finish my sentence? You're using a color to do two different things. Number one, to say a color that we call it.
Right.
And let me finish my sentence. And you're using the color to also say the really real color that you see.
Right.
And you're confusing me because you're not differentiating.
That's right, and I try to explain it to you, but you cut me off.
Say shade. When you want to talk about the color that we see in real life, aside from your stupid theory, this is really orange. The shade orange. So say shade when you're referring to the color.
This is orange. The shade orange.
That we see. The real life orange.
Let's say I see purple, but the reason I'm telling you, the reason I'm saying purple is because it makes a sound and I think it's called purple. Like, I see purple.
I'm not talking about the name.
The name.
Not the shade.
Let's see,
shade do you see?
I see orange.
The shade you see is orange.
Yeah, everyone in this freaking room in the world will see except colorblind people, we see orange, right?
We see the same shade orange.
Orange, right. Okay. But let's say I see freaking purple.
Okay.
Let's say I see the color.
This is wrong in this movie right here.
No, you just don't get it.
I'm gonna draw it for you. And
okay, draw it.
Okay, I'm gonna draw it. Okay, so we all see orange, right?
Orange, right?
Orange.
Please, like, orange. These guys just don't get me. Like,
this would be for Isaiah, this will be for Danny, and we'll use Sergio. Sergio's our engineer. Well, want to welcome him for
second time
for the second episode. And okay, so
what time are we at?
Yeah, what's our time at?
An hour 20.
No,
bro, that's how long we've been. No, we need to finish this, bro. I don't care, bro. We need to finish this.
No, okay,
just put lock on.
No, there's no portrait letters. Okay. So this is Isaiah, this is Danny, and this is Sergio. We all see the shade orange.
Orange.
But you see purple.
Okay, yeah.
You call it purple.
Right, put in dots, just a dot next to it, purple. Under.
Why dots, man? That's where you're freaking getting confusing. Okay, forget
that. Whatever the freak you want, whatever
you call it purple.
Your brain can comprehend.
You call it purple.
No, I call it orange, but I see purple. But I'm saying
I thought we all saw orange, man.
Yes, but because that's what you're not getting, bro.
No, okay, let's start from the beginning.
That's what you're
what
not.
What is the shade?
Orange. I see freaking orange, but
let's talk about the real shade. Forget about your theory.
That's the my theory is that we can't understand what real is because we see different color, bro. It's because you're not getting it, bro. You're just not.
I'm trying to build your question here, your theory. Your first when you're talking, you say let's say we all see orange. You mean what? We're all calling it orange because we were taught it was orange, or we're literally seeing the shade orange? Which one of those two is it?
The second thing that you're saying doesn't make sense because that's the theory.
But let me build it to it first. I know you want to disprove it before I even draw it out. We all see the same shade orange, but we all call it different because of
right.
how we're raised.
Okay, that's
so you call it purple. Am I
no,
right?
No, no, screw that. Okay, let's say we all see orange. Give me the thing.
Okay.
Screw what words are. Let's just say
what do you mean,
this
bro?
Is all orange.
How are we gonna
this is all orange. Okay.
Not tell screw what words are. Use words.
What is the color thing?
Click on the pencil there. That one. There you go. Why are you changing the color, man? What the freak does that have to do with anything?
I don't think it makes sense, Isaiah, because what if
he keeps using colors? Use words, bro.
No, okay, let me just try it out. Just how colors you have to draw this out and then start talking? Because that's what I'm freaking doing.
It was coincidentally
I'm setting
orange.
It, up.
It could have been red.
Right. We all see that this is orange. Let's see these
the shade orange, the real shade.
Let's say these don't exist, but I'm just showing you to represent what the freak they are. Okay. Let's say these don't freaking exist. These three colors.
Okay.
Let's say what I'm seeing here, I actually see here. But this, I...
So you're colorblind. That's the definition of colorblind.
That's okay. That's what I'm saying. What if we're all freaking colorblind?
Then it's okay because we all are using the same criteria to establish our colors.
Yes! That's what I'm saying, bro. That's not what you were saying, bro. You see, those words I could never...
Why couldn't you use that sentence?
That's what I'm saying. I can't. I didn't...
What if we're all colorblind? It doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if we're all colorblind?
What if?
That's
it doesn't matter.
Right, but it's just interesting. Like, what if stars don't exist? It's just like,
of this for that.
Yes,
that was
bro.
A real question. What if we're all colorblind?
Yes, but it's just more to it than that. Right. But you would get what I'm saying. Let's say I see this here, but we all think that this is orange, but we all see different colors. But it's because
What if we were all colorblind? We all saw different interpretations of what we thought a color was. But like I said,
right.
Yes,
that's
a good
all
idea
was.
And everything. But to add to what you're saying, at the end of the day, we'd be arguing like a bunch of morons because we see different shades and we'd be arguing what color is which. That's what I was saying.
Exactly right.
So we're both on the same page.
I'm just explaining the logic of how that would work if it were true.
Oh, then that's
and that's
a whole
what you
other
weren't.
Yeah.
That's what you just weren't understanding.
Because colorblind. What if they were colorblind?
I know. Yeah. I could have just
the
said
simple,
that.
The simple word. And I asked you.
But
like.
But it was. But we're not colorblind. That's why I couldn't just say that because in reality we're not colorblind.
I really don't know how it works.
Who are actually colorblind?
Has it really been an hour and 20? Well, you were recording for like 10 minutes. Okay.
God. Well, some of them.
Well, this
are
is a hell 15. Of an episode. As you saw, we've been arguing about this
that
for a long time.
And all just
and
for
I don't
you,
mean today,
just to
I mean
say
mean
that little
years.
Sentence. You see how that sentence that you said? I couldn't have said that because I suck at explaining.
It's a simple
sentence. Like, what did you say? Not the colorblind thing. What did you say? We all have a different perception of cancer. What did you say?
Yeah, you're saying, like, what... Well, what I said was, what if we were all colorblind, right?
And my
point was, it doesn't matter because it's the way we... our perception of the colors... at the end of the day, we're going to disagree, because what I perceive to be green, you perceive to be red. And when I
but
say,
we call it this whatever, color, right?
Right. But at the end of the day, the reason I said it wouldn't make sense is because I would be arguing with everyone like, hey, I just put a red wall. No, that's a green wall. No, that's a red. That was my point. But I wasn't saying you were wrong. I just said, well, it wouldn't really work. Like, because
the colorblind thing, you're saying it would be, that's not true at all? What do you mean?
No. Like, if we were all colorblind, we wouldn't be arguing with each other all the time.
Okay, no. I don't want to go into it. You're still not getting it then.
No, I am getting it. Right, what here. If we were all colorblind and we all right. had a different perception of colors? I think red is red, but really, when I look at the color, and the second part, let's use the shades that we see in real life, aside from the theory. Mm-hmm. To me, it's red, but and really, the shade purple is what I see. But it's red.
But you think but it's called red.
We call it red because they told me it was red. And you see, no, that's green, but you're still seeing that same purple shade, but you're calling it green. That's weird. That's what it is,
no,
right?
No, it should be vice versa, and that's why.
What do you mean?
You see, what did you say you saw?
I see, I know, I call it red, but I see the shade of purple. We're talking about the same red. Shade.
But you think it's red.
Okay, the first part is our ignorance, our theory ignorance, and the other one, we're God, and we know what really the color is, okay? Right. I call it red in my ignorance, but I'm God, I know it's purple. Okay, and you, in your ignorance, you see green, but I'm God, it's purple. We know.
Yeah, we both think it's purple, right?
No.
So you just said, bro.
Dude, you're freaking deaf. Bro, Jesus Christ, don't you pass your eyes.
You said that, bro.
I'm going to repeat it. I did not say that.
You just said our God, and then we think it's purple. And you just said our God, and we think it's purple.
No,
Dude, yes,
listen.
Okay, say it again.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, just say it again, bro. Say it again.
To me, this is red.
Right.
But the real shade, I'm God now. I know it's purple because I made colors. This is purple. But me, I'm a stupid human, and in this stupid theory, I think it's red because that's what I was taught. And that's the shade I see, and it's red. But it's.
No, that's really not getting the theory.
The real shade is purple. We need to establish what the real freaking color is here before you establish a theory like that. What's the real color?
Orange.
In our real
that's
world.
Orange.
Okay, it's orange.
But
in our theory, right. I see black and you see green.
But in this theory, what you're saying, what we both see is orange. But we right. both see different shades, but we both call them orange because that's what we were taught.
Right. We call them. So you're saying we call it orange?
But I would never disagree with you because I think that's orange and you think that's orange, regardless of what different shades we see.
Okay, but once you put that shade on the wall and I say, that's not orange.
You see, that's where you're wrong. That's you just said that's orange. And how come when you put it to wall, it becomes not orange?
Because
we
both seeing so your theory is we both see orange and it's orange. That's your theory. That's that
and we
exists
both see
now.
Different shades.
That's how it is now. We see different shades.
But we both think it's orange.
But how does that work? The color catalogs would be all screwed up because we'd all see different interpretations of orange.
Right.
How does that make sense? Eventually there would be a contradiction,
like, you know, the colorblind mode on here where it's like, no, you can see it looks like more super cancer, like the photos is like it's like super night vision.
I've never seen it.
No. Well, I didn't know this, but why I don't know why it's like that, but I think it's because when they put it in that cancer mode that we see, they see normal colors, they see what we see actually, but in reality what we see is
colorblind mode is, I don't know what, I think it helps them see the colors, maybe. I don't know,
explain it to you.
I don't know what that mode does. I've never
Let's
used
just
it.
Drop it. Hopefully we can have a guest who will understand next time. I thought he got it, but no, he didn't get it. He didn't get the theory.
I got the theory, just...
No, he didn't.
Your theory was that, what if everyone is colorblind? And you said, yes, yes! That's
no, the but you're just not understanding the logic. Like, you're saying,
there's no
like...
logic to it.
You're
because
saying,
you're making up the logic.
You're saying it wouldn't work because we would disagree that this is not a color when we see different colors.
No, it would work, but we would disagree all the time.
No, we wouldn't. This is dropping.
Yeah,
you're right.
Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, like your theory like is so
no.
broken, bro.
We can turn off the podcast and we can just keep going because we can go all day.
Yeah, but really can. It's not ever gonna finish. So real quick, I know it's been we've hit past our mark here from the usual, but did you know that Hayden Christensen is going to the Ahsoka series for Star Wars?
Like the live action? Well, obviously.
Yeah, she's having her own live action show, and he's coming back as Vader. And he might be in flashbacks. There's rumors that they saw him in his...
Jedi...
His general...
Clone War. Yeah.
Clone Wars Hayden.
That's sick.
So that's something I'm really excited about.
When is all that coming out? Like Kenobi?
2023. Freaking 8 years ahead.
Damn,
of time,
that's the only thing that sucks, man.
Okay, so right.
I can probably keep explaining to you once this is over, but we need to end this.
Okay, so we're gonna probably wrap this up. There was other stuff I wanted to mention, but our disagreement to his broken hypothesis, and
it's not a broken hypothesis.
It's just not justifiable with a sentence, which is the definition of a broken hypothesis.
It's like trying to explain how math works to a freaking chimp.
You know, chimps are smart.
Really, they don't pre-calculus and they know freaking pre-calculus and.
Bro, you said that like freaking Johnny.
Chimp. Hand it over, chimp.
Hand it over, chimp.
Bro, I hate that what you just said. You know how chimps are smart? Really?
They are.
They freaking build phones and freaking know what hypotenuse is, you know, and that freaking pre-calculus.
Do you know that primates or monkeys are second to humans when it comes to intelligence on this planet?
Yeah, I'm sure they're second, but they're freaking nowhere near our intelligence. Nowhere near.
They're very near to our intelligence.
Really? They can do freaking pre-cal and hypothesis and hypotenuse and.
No, but you're saying something specific.
Maybe just common sense and knowledge, but like
they know how to count. They know how to. Dude, it's crazy, bro. Like, I've seen videos. I watch a lot of crazy YouTube videos, dude.
Right.
And it's surprising how smart they are.
Right, like Planet of the Apes.
Very. No, man, that's a movie.
Right, but some of the stuff is real. Some of the stuff is real. Like,
I don't know. But I wouldn't know about Planet of the Apes stuff. I'm not too familiar with that.
So, anyways.
It's just freaking Eddie's. You can find me. All right, guys. Yeah, you can find Isaiah in the dumpster with his theories.
At Isaiah_Barragan07.
Oh, I'm at Menace the Danny. Sergio, where can they find you at?
At
my house,
at home whip. The underscore said Humilendez.
If you guys need some beast work done, but yeah, hit us up, guys. We're gonna wrap it up. We'll see you next time with the conclusion to this argument. Peace
which
out.
I will be win.
God, my point exactly.
God.